goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Friday, noon, time for the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. Those, of course, were my favorite, is my favorite song, When Love Goes Astray. If you can tell me who does that song, you will win a copy of Marina Lombardi's book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Just give us a call at 877-480-4120. I am so happy to have today my good friend, Phil Camras, as my guest. Phil, how are you?
Doing great, Larry. Really happy to be here.
Good. We have a very interesting topic today. New York, the governor, who said, I'm going to sign the no-fault divorce, I'm going to sign the no-fault divorce, I'm going to sign the no-fault divorce, waited a week and a half before he actually signed it. Sat on his desk for a while. He had no idea that he didn't sign it. And, of course, the no-fault divorce is one of a myriad of things that he signed dealing with family law. But no-fault is the sexy part, and I guess we'll be speaking about that first. Phil, how long do I know you?
About 20 years, Larry.
Oh, God. Tell my audience a little bit
That's
about
human
yourself.
Years, not and, dog years.
Okay, tell us about your background.
Larry, when I first started practicing, I was in a little workers' comp firm out in New Jersey. And then after that, I was lucky enough to move on to work in the Queens DA's office for 5 years. And I worked through several of the bureaus, through the basic complaint room and criminal court, and then I was in Supreme Court, and I got to try all kinds of cases, murder cases, and an opportunity came up, and that's how we met, to work for a Supreme Court judge in Kings County, and I worked with Judge Schneier for almost 7 years. And the first five and a half were doing just matrimonial cases when there were only two judges handling all the divorces for all of Kings County. And some of those years we handled more contested cases than New York County or any other county in the city. So I got to meet just about every practicing attorney in the matrimonial field from Brooklyn, a lot of them like yourself from Manhattan. And that's what we did all day long. So I really learned a lot, as much from the lawyers, like yourself, as from the court and from working on cases.
And that was back in the 80s, right?
That was from 1990 till the end of 1996. And then after that, I went into private practice at the end of 96. I don't know why. My wife keeps asking me why. And that's what I've been doing since then, and I know I've had the pleasure of working with you personally on some of our cases.
Yes,
jointly.
We've tried cases together.
And actually, I think the last one that we worked together in the courtroom was a jury trial, which is probably going to be the dinosaur of the matrimonial field. Most people don't realize that you can have a jury trial on grounds, which is now becoming
Obsolete.
So basically, we may have done the last jury trials.
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. When you go to law school, they teach you a couple of things. They say, if you're in litigation, if it's an action in law, you can get a jury. And if it's an action in equity, you can get you get no jury. It's a judge's decision. And the only issue of law in a divorce case has always been, can you get the divorce? Every other issue, the support, property distribution, counsel fees, custody, those are all equitable relief. And I don't know about you, Phil, but I probably have tried four or five grounds trials a year for the past 30 years.
I don't think I do that many, But I have had a streak recently of probably four or five in the last 2 or 3 years. And not to brag, but I've been successful defeating the grounds on each and every one of them, which kind of goes to show that under the statute, most people were lying anyways, or they couldn't establish their cases, and they ended up staying married. And I think we're going to see, Larry, a big flood case of these people running to court in November to file.
And okay. Let's talk about what this law is, and just hit a couple of high points right now, and then we'll dig into it after the break. This law was signed over the weekend, and it will be in effect on October 13th, which I think is right after the Columbus Day holiday.
It was signed kind of like the way they did Bear Stearns, you know? The price on Friday was $39. You woke up Monday morning, and it was a buck.
Something like that. And what New York essentially did was it took the New Jersey ground. 6 months of irreconcilable differences with no reasonable prospect of reconciliation. So that is what is going to happen with the grounds in New York.
Larry, why do you think, though, this was what I read, an addition to Section 170? It didn't eliminate the other grounds.
No, it didn't. And when they did New Jersey, they didn't eliminate the other grounds either.
So you may find people still filing under the old grounds, maybe for effectiveness.
You want to show he's a really bad guy or she's a really bad girl? That's a possibility. You know, you may want to... there's still the issue of egregious. And we will talk about that when we come back. Egregious, if you are found to have committed egregious marital fault, and we'll tell you what that is, that might affect property distribution. Any other fault won't. Similarly, it probably won't affect support, maintenance, or what's commonly known as alimony. We're here today with Phil Kamaras. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm your host, Larry Bloom, and we are on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello. I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. 3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
You've left my ring by the soap. Now is that love? You cleaned me out, you could say broke. Now is that love? The better, better, better it gets, the more these girls forget that that is love. You won't get dressed, you walk about.
Is That Love by Squeeze? That, of course, is Sam doing his magic producing this show. As always, if we sound good, it's all about Sam. If we sound lousy, it's all about Larry.
Do we sound tall?
Well, we are tall. So we don't have to, and thin. We don't have to worry about that. And we have a lot of hair. It's all dark. Okay, we are here with Phil Kamaras, and we are talking about the brand new divorce law. Now, we've been talking about grounds trials. Why would somebody want to stay married?
Usually, Larry, it's an economic reason, because under the law, if there is an award of temporary alimony and you're still married, you continue to get that forever. The way the maintenance law has been fashioned prior to these new laws going into effect, and probably for the most part the same, is that the maintenance terminates unless the person getting it is a sick person or a very old person or someone who never worked. It usually terminates at a finite period. It gives the person a chance to get back into the market and go back to work. But if you get a temporary award and then you remain married, it never goes away. And there was a case in the second department, the area of the state that I worked in many years ago, where the woman defeated the husband's divorce. She had been awarded at the time $500 a week in maintenance. It was a very famous case. And when she defeated the divorce, because she proved he committed adultery, he had a baby with another woman, that maintenance continued indefinitely. 10 years later, when she decided she was ready for a divorce, that's when the maintenance terminated. So she collected about $250,000.
Okay. That is, just so everybody's clear today, you know, I'm an attorney in New York and New Jersey. We're talking about New York law today. In New Jersey, if you're married more than 10 years, you're going to pay alimony, and they call it alimony in New Jersey, for the rest of your life. In New York, before this week, the trend was for very limited periods of time of alimony, which is why one of the reasons is to keep you married, is to continue that temporary support award, as Phil just mentioned. Another reason is when the moneyed spouse, let's assume the man has a lot of property, he may not want to divide up that property with his wife.
That's the other side of the coin.
And that's why we often fight divorces, because the court doesn't have the power to equitably distribute, or which is what lawyers call it, to divide up the property, unless the court dissolves the marriage, unless there's a divorce. Now, what this new law does, and again, we've got another 50-some-odd days left to figure out what's going to happen. There aren't going to be grounds trials anymore. I don't think so. There might be a grounds trial to prove egregious fault, meaning, and the only example the courts have ever given have been the man who put a contract down on his wife's life, and they determined that was egregious fault to be considered in property distribution. Otherwise, fault it really is never considered in property distribution. And since fault isn't considered in property distribution, there's no reason for a grounds trial. Would you agree with that?
I agree. The new statute, however, puts the cart in front of the horse now. You can, under the statute, make your declaration that the marriage has broken down for 6 months, and they'll check a little box off saying that you're going to get your divorce. But before the magic words get pronounced, the new statute requires that all the financial issues are resolved first.
That's true.
So your case could still take a very long time to resolve on all the financial and custody issues. It's not going to shorten a lot of the cases because, as we know, most divorces go through the state as uncontested divorces. And even the ones that are contested over financial issues or family issues, and probably
family issues meaning custody and visitation.
Custody and visitation. About 95% of the people walk into the courtroom and on the first day say, "We want the divorce anyways."
And in the past, in New York, everybody's lied. Everybody who said that has lied. Because they've said the grounds are, we have not had sex for a year.
I call this statute the Back to the Future statute, Larry, because if you know the history, and I'm sure you do, prior to, I'm not sure the year, and in the 1960s, there
was 67.
There was only one ground for divorce.
And
it was adultery.
In
New York. And it was adultery. The most difficult thing to prove because, I withdraw that. It wasn't the most difficult thing to prove, but people staged their adultery. And in fact, if you talk to some of the old-time lawyers, some of the counties required not just affidavits, they required people to come in and give testimony as to the adultery.
And so, with corroboration.
And give corroboration. You had to come in with photographs, and it was not uncommon for the husband and wife to say, go grab a girl or a guy off the street, here's money, rent the hotel room, I'll come in, we'll take the pictures of you on the bed, and we'll use that for a corroboration. So the lying, and for the politicians of all people, to complain and say the reason we passed this law was because we didn't want the lying anymore, not really genuine.
Let's understand what we're talking about here. In the 60s, you know, people did that, but many more people flew to Nevada and went to Reno and got a divorce there. And New York was losing all of those court fees for people who were not getting divorced in New York but flying to Reno. So New York opened up its grounds for divorce.
Well, this is really going to open it up, Larry.
There
will be a floodgate for not only the people that were denied divorces, the ones that were thinking about it. However, I think once people get into it and they step into the waters for their freedom, they're going to realize that the new statutes have attached to them severe financial implications. And, you know, I know you're going to want to talk about that later.
We are going to talk about that. But I wanted to talk for a minute. I forgot what I wanted to talk about. Let's talk about some of the aspects of support. Now, child support has always been, when I say always been, for the last 10 or 15 years, has been by a formula.
Since September of 1989.
Okay, it was close.
Because I remember that was the first thing I had to learn about, and it was probably the most important statute.
And I had to, the first thing I had to learn about was July 19th, 1980, which was when the equitable distribution law came into effect, and we can talk about that as well.
You have richer clients.
No, I'm older than you are, that's all. I started before you did. What we're talking about now, again, the politicians are involved. The Child Support Standards Act exists in each of the 50 states.
New York went along with it because the federal government always ties things into money
that's right.
that you're going to receive. And so if you didn't pass the law, you didn't get certain funds.
So guess what? Everybody passed it.
And it wasn't a bad idea to
No,
to
it wasn't
have some
a bad
uniformity.
Idea. And always, we, when I say always, in the 30 years I've been practicing matrimonial law, and even before that, there was never a formula for spousal support or maintenance or the old term alimony. Now, in New Jersey, there's an unwritten law. It's a really very simple unwritten law. It's named after the judge now retired who said, I'm doing this on all my cases just to make my life easier. Took the husband's income, subtracted the wife's income, got a number, divided by three. That was the annual alimony. New York has percentages of this and percentages of that. You know, when people call you or people call me, we can go through what the numbers are and what those formulas are. I'm reminded of my last law clerk who said to me, and I quote, because I asked her to do something in terms of calculations, she says, I went to law school so I wouldn't have to do math. Well, guess what, everybody?
You're going to need a bigger calculator.
You're really going to have to do a lot of math. And I remember back in the early 1980 when the equitable distribution law was going into effect, there was the question of, do we commence before July 19th or do we commence after July 19th, 1980? And we'll talk about those reasons in a minute. Now we're going to have the same thing about whether we're going to commence before October 13th, 2010, or after October 13th, 2010. There's going to be a lot of lawyering involved, a lot of considerations. We're going to talk about this in a little bit. If you have a call, but before we go to break, Phil, tell us how people can reach you.
Larry, my office is in downtown Brooklyn, across the street from the courthouse. My phone number is 718-625-9600. I can also be reached on the internet. My
email.
My email is CamarasLaw, not too complicated, CamarasLaw at yahoo.com. That's CamarasLaw at yahoo.com.
Okay, we'll come back with Phil in a minute. This is the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom here on Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium-sized, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays 1 to 2.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
We'll be right back.
course, it's the J. Geils Band with Love Stinks. I'm here today with Phil Kamaras, and we're talking about the brand new New York divorce law. Brand new this week, not taking most, some of it taking effect immediately, most of it taking effect on October 13th. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to call in. The number here is 877-480-4120. It is the same number to call in if you know who did When Love Goes Astray. So, let's talk about maintenance. I said that there's going to be a question of whether people run into court or not before October 13th because temporary support is a formula. The formula is 20% of this minus 30% of that, and it's a complicated formula. But I think what it's going to do is if you're a relatively high wage earner and are still the supported spouse, let's say you make $100,000 a year and your wife makes a $500,000 a year. $500,000 is the cap under the new law. So if you make over $501,000, it doesn't do you any good. So we're talking about $500,000 versus $100,000. The old law would have said, there's no way you get temporary support. You make enough money. The new law says, do the math. And I didn't do the math for this, but I know the math is going to come out fairly substantial. If it were in New Jersey, the math would be a third of $400,000. That is not what they do. Now, that particular formula is not in place for permanent support or for post-judgment support. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
And before there were, I don't know, 9 factors, 10 factors, and now there are. They added a whole new other set of other factors, correct?
Correct.
Some of those include the outlaw factor.
My favorite factor, Larry, because I always ask people, what's the difference between in-laws and outlaws? And the answer is outlaws are wanted. There's a new factor that lets you consider the court whether or not the person asking for maintenance has had a loss or decrease of income because of taking care of elderly parents or in-laws or disabled children, handicapped children. So now you can really, for the first time, blame it on your mother-in-law. I'm asking for support because I took care of your mother for the last 10 years, and therefore I could not go to medical school.
How about that?
How about that? Thank you to your mother-in-law for
okay.
once.
One of the things that it didn't change in terms of the post, what I'm calling the after the judgment of divorce support, spousal support, is duration. Again, New Jersey and New York are completely different. If you're married 10 years in New Jersey, you're paying support. If you have to pay alimony at all, you're paying it for the rest of your life, unless they decide to remarry. In New York, the trend has been shorter and shorter periods.
You're right, Larry. In fact, I have even seen more prevalent in New York County rather than the outlying counties.
Meaning Manhattan.
Manhattan, where the judges seem to make awards of maintenance on a basis of several months at a time. And they'll set an award and they'll say, I'm going to make it for 4 months or 6 months. We'll see how your case is going, and I'll decide whether or not to continue this. Whereas in the outer boroughs, usually the temporary award of alimony runs the duration of the case without any kind of a change. And the appellate divisions usually say, if you lost your job or something, well, your best remedy is a speedy trial.
Fat chance you're going to get a speedy trial.
Move your case along. So now under this new statute also, since the economic issues have to be resolved first, if you get yourself a nice award of temporary alimony, you're going to want to ride this case out as long as possible. You may end up getting a temporary award that's longer than your permanent award. So it puts some leverage out there. And unfortunately, when I first got into the business, the judge I worked for used to tell me, if I give too much money, someone's going to get too comfortable. If I give too little, the other person who's paying is going to feel too comfortable. It's a delicate balance, because otherwise you can't get rid of your cases.
That's true.
You have to have an award that gives people some sort of a reality check so that they can foresee in the future, I'm going to be in this range.
And you've been in the court system, so you know that a very, very small percentage of divorces go to trial on all issues, or even on any issues, and conclude that trial with a decision.
It's just getting too expensive. People don't have the money to fight over it.
And not only that, there's a winner and a loser when a judge makes a decision.
Right.
If you've got enough money to go to trial, the loser has enough money to appeal.
Right.
And the trend has been, so a wife might get 5 years of alimony or maintenance, and the appellate division may turn around and say, no, 2 years. And they've done that. They do that a lot lately.
And I'm also seeing, Larry, in the appellate divisions lately, the idea, the concept of lifetime maintenance is almost non-existent. As I think I mentioned earlier, sometimes you look at longer durations of maintenance based on a person's age or physical health, and those are factors in the statute. However, I have seen, even in my own cases, where I recently had a client who was given 9 years of maintenance. She hadn't worked for 20 years, and the maintenance ended at age 62. I took an appeal for her. I said, this doesn't make sense. The judge said that she's physically ill, she has no skills, she has limited education. It should be lifetime maintenance. And the appellate division said, you're kind of right. We'll make it to age 65. No real rhyme or reason.
The theory being Social Security.
But Social Security exists at age 62 also.
I know.
We're looking forward to it.
I'm getting close. Not there yet. Although I used to joke about playing golf on the senior tour.
Larry, now are you gonna wait until 65? Not me. I'm taking the money.
Here's the question. Is my wife listening?
Well, you remember that old sportscaster, Art Russ Jr.
Oh,
used
yeah.
To say, like, tomorrow's a canceled check. Today's a promissory note.
Well,
something to that effect.
Art Russ Jr. had to go from radio station to radio station because his ex-wife kept catching up with him on the garnishments of support. This is a true story. So, everybody's got their own issues. I love what I do. I love practicing matrimonial law.
Hey, you're one of the best, Larry.
Well, thank you.
I always call you for advice.
You're pretty good, too.
Thanks. I'm just a country lawyer.
Yeah, from Brooklyn. He's right. Just a country lawyer. And, we've had some fun. We had the case where we represented this sweet lady. She had all the money. She was a trust fund baby.
That was a grounds case.
And that was a grounds case, and the husband thought he was going to get support, and he thought he was going to get property, and he thought he was going to get all these other things.
If you remember, the reason you came in was because he filed in New Jersey where he thought the maintenance statutes would favor him. So our client, the lady, the trust fund lady, we had filed first in New York, and she was kind of absent-minded. If you remember, she was a wonderful lady, trust fund baby, never worked an honest day in her life. And when she
But a real sweet person.
Real sweet. When she got served with the summons in New York from New Jersey, she really didn't even know what it was. She didn't tell me, and then we found out that the Jersey case was pending, and we had to play a little chess, but we were successful in Manhattan.
Okay. Let me tell you what I think is going to be the result, what's going to happen in the next 2 months. I think that the people, I'm going to call them the men, because men usually have more money, or the moneyed spouse, we'll call them. The moneyed spouse is going to run into court, and they're going to start an old type of divorce action so that the temporary maintenance formulas will not be used. I think that the supported spouse, the housewife, the stay-at-home mom, they're going to wait. They're going to wait, and on October 13th, they're going to start something, and they're going to make a motion Would you agree that that may be?
I don't think the moneyed spouse, most people are sophisticated enough to think that much ahead the way you're talking. I've had many lawyers who don't practice matrimonial never knew that there were grounds. I think you're going to see, my prediction is, you're going to see many more wives who are home and on the internet and reading things that are ready for divorce and are going to see, I can get from both ends, I can get almost all the money. They're going to be the ones running in, as you said, after October 13th. I think statistics will show within a year or two that the women are filing more for divorce than the men. They have nothing to fear, everything to gain.
I don't disagree with you. We're going to come back in a minute. We're going to talk more with Phil. If you have questions for us, this is a complicated new law. We're purposely not giving you the formula now, not because we don't want to give away a trade secret, because it's all
because I don't understand it.
I got news for you. There was an article in the Law Journal, and Justice Sandra Miller said, I don't understand it. And she was in the appellate division and is now a practicing matrimonial lawyer. But if you have questions and we can try and answer them, please give us a call.
Equals MC squared.
That's ain't it. 877-480-4120. I'm here with Phil Kamaras. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.
When did you get like this? you could have done is gonna give me a warning. I don't regret like this. So I'll be right there when you wake up in the morning saying, this just ain't my style. You can't say you're
that is Drake. Who is Drake?
Drake DeMornay?
No. Drake was in the on the Nickelodeon show Degrassi, and he is now a rapper. And that song,
a rabbi? Did you say a rabbi?
A rapper. And that name of that song is Let's Call It Off. I want to thank my son who brought that song to my attention, because I can assure you I don't listen to rap, and I would never have vowed it.
And you don't listen to your rabbi either.
No, actually, I listen to my rabbi. It's very funny. In my divorce, my wife got the synagogue, but I got the rabbi.
Who got the plot? Did you have a plot?
No, we don't have a plot.
Okay.
So
the funniest one I remember when I was working in the courts was the frozen embryo. You know, there was like six frozen embryos, and one spouse wanted them destroyed.
And the other one wanted to keep them.
Right, and we made the deal. I cut the deal, actually. I let the guy keep the jars.
Dumped them. There, you know, I used to always say to a client, I can resolve all your issues except for the dog, the pet. I don't know the standard. Do we equitably distribute the dog, or is it best interests of the dog? Now there's actually been case law on that. So you see how much has gone on in the 30 years I've been practicing.
We're really nuts, aren't we? Everybody's really nuts.
Everybody hates each other. And, you know, what you know, there are very, very rare cases where someone will. I had a guy come in. I tried his divorce case twice in New York, in Queens County. And we successfully defended grounds in 1990 and again in 2008. So, you know, a nice little spread there. The lady couldn't prove the grounds. And Judge Strauss, you remember Judge Strauss in Queens County, he said, you know, he quoted my client. I love my wife. She's beautiful. I want to be with her. And that's really the way he felt. Now those days are over. Okay? Those are very rare. And even in those instances where, you know, it was very common for a lawyer to say to another lawyer, oh, you want a divorce? How much do you want to pay for it?
Oh, that was in that movie, Kramer versus Kramer.
That's true, too. I remember, you're much younger than I am, Judge Mulder. You remember Judge Mulder in the appellate division?
No.
He sat with me, my adversary, and the two clients, because this is one of those camp conferences, which is a conference in the appellate division before you actually do the whole appeal to try and settle the case. He looks at my guy. He looks at the wife. He looks back at my guy. And he says, mister, how much are you willing to pay to get rid of this cancer? The case settled in 20 minutes after a four-week trial where the judge said, a pox on both your houses, neither one of you are getting divorced. So you fought the divorce. There were issues, but this particular
sometimes
judge...
Sometimes you get what you wish for.
You know, and I've done this on the show before. I'm going to say it again. Pick your ethnic group. How come Jewish men, since I'm Jewish, I'll do that. How come Jewish men die first? Because they want to. How come Jewish divorces are so expensive? Because they're worth it. Okay. So, we're back to math. There's a lot of math that's going to be involved here. First, you're going to have to sit down, and you're going to have to calculate temporary support, right? Temporary
alimony.
That's
one of the primary things that has to be done.
And the big issue is the old big issue. It's going to be a new big issue, but it will always be the issue. How much is the income? Right?
Not only that, but how many dollars are left, and how many guys are going to be making money selling those barrels with straps around them? For the people when they walk out of court.
I know.
You got to pay Uncle Sam, and you and I both know that people who are self-employed pay all kinds of extra taxes, UBT taxes, they got an MTA tax now, you're paying all your payroll taxes and everything else, and what's left? I don't know how people are going to make it.
And I had a judge recently tell me, oh, they're in the jewelry business? They don't even report half their receipts. They're Russian? Not even a quarter of their receipts. So, you know, judges have preconceived notions about self-employed people. Now, if you're a W-2 employee, that's easy. You look at your W-2 form, your tax return, you look at the other sides, and you can do the math with it. First, you'll count.
Those are the people that really take it on the chin the most.
That's right, because people who are self-employed tend to funnel some personal expenses through the business.
Yeah, you pay for your cell phone through the business. They pay for their car through the business.
Right. So, and, you know, so the income is not what necessarily what is reported on your tax return, and there's a lot of work to be done. But the temporary support, which is usually the first thing you do when you start a divorce action, the person who's in need of support says, hey, I need money. Judge, give me, make him pay me. Make her pay me. I got to live. So you have to sit down. You have to calculate how much the alimony is under the brand new formula, maintenance, whatever you want to call it. Then you use those figures and you back out the maintenance you just paid from the support child support payer and put it at that into the income of the child support recipient. And then you determine what the child support is and what the percentages are on unreimbursed medicals and schools and things like that. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that even though this new formula is just for temporary support, I think the judge is going to say, well, I did it once. Why should I do it again? I use the same formula.
Absolutely. As I said earlier in the program, that temporary award sets the tone for the future.
Right. And again, if it's too much, somebody sits on it. If it's too little, the other side sits on it.
Right.
Now, judges supposedly are keeping an eye on your case and making sure that it doesn't languish. But the truth is, if you're appraising somebody's business, that's going to take time. People have to come up with financial information. We're going to come back with a final installment. Phil, this is going really well. Hopefully, you'll come back again.
Love to, Larry.
If anybody wants to call, the number here for our last segment, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium-sized, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays 1 to 2.
TalkingAlternative.com.
City girls just seem to find out earth.
Eagles with Lion Eyes. You know, the Eagles have another great song called Best of My Love with the following lyric. You
How
see
you
it, you
lion in there.
Lion? L-I-O-N. You see, every day I wake up and worry, what's going to happen today? You see it your way and I see it mine, but we both see it slipping away. Another great song. You know, we come up with these songs that are divorce related, and hopefully we're going to come up with a greatest hits album. Greatest divorce hits album. I am here with Phil Camras. We are talking about the brand new divorce law that was signed. Now, they say it was signed on Friday, but I read it was signed on Sunday.
Wow, that's why I said it was a Bear Stearns.
Yeah, it was a real weird thing. So
very strange.
But the effective date is October 13th. And I agree. I don't think judges are going to do, you know, they got a lot of cases. They're going to say, I did all the formulas before. Unless you can tell me that we put the wrong income figures in, I'm not going to change the maintenance in the future. And I'm going to determine that, you know, the appellate division is doing short periods of maintenance. So that's what we're going to do. And right?
Yeah. And there's not enough consideration given to the old adage, you have two households now. You know, that family that had a combined income of $150,000, when it's $75,000 each and you're taking it all from one side, one side's got nothing left.
Well, you know, there is an old adage that says people can't afford to get divorced. People, middle income earners can't afford to get divorced. I don't know how this is going to work out. Nobody knows how this is going to play out. There's still going to be the same issue about how much income there is. Phil, we're almost out of time, and I want to make sure people know how to reach you if they have any questions for you. So if you could.
Thanks, Larry. I'm in downtown Brooklyn. I'm a country lawyer at 26 Court Street, room 1307, right across the street from the courthouse. My telephone is 718-625-9600. My email is camaraslaw, K-A-M-A-R-A-S-L-A-W, at yahoo.com. That's 718-625-9600.
Thank you, Phil. Phil, you'll come back again and we'll talk
Love
more
to, Larry.
About this. You know, I don't want to sit here and do math, but I think at some point we may have to do that. We may have to give examples so that people understand it more.
Make it easy, because that's why I'm not a doctor.
And we can read your handwriting. future shows, I don't know.
I think we should have a reunion a little bit, like a month or two after, see what's transpiring.
That's probably not a bad idea. I want to thank you again. I want everybody to stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who will be immediately following us, and he is live today. So please call him at 877-480-4120 if you need to reach me. I'm at 212-964-3502, Larry at divorcebybloom.com. Another hour has gone by very quickly. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. I look forward to another show next Friday. Send me topics that you want to address. I've got a few that I want to address. Have a great weekend. This has been the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom, with my guest, Phil Camras, and this is Talking Alternative.
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.